And Paul Prydecker had to leave the bubble and go back into the real world. Wireless Mike is here as our co-pilot today.
Co-pilot, good term.
Yeah, so this quarter we're talking about a problem that's common to anyone who's owned an aircraft. And I'd like to ask if you're listening and you are an owner to rev up the text machine, whatever your device is, text us at 920-550-1210. The number again, 920-550-1210. And answer, in so many words, this question. How'd your last annual go? Because everybody who owns has that, problem opportunity.
They've had an annual where there's been surprises.
Measured in aviation maintenance units.
Yeah, that'd be dollar bills.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And so we have a couple people who are trying to find a solution to that volatility in your costs.
Let me introduce you to Ken Cornell, who's the marketing director, and Dylan Grimm, who's the president of Gemco Engine Protection. Thanks for coming to us and welcome.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yes, it's a pleasure.
So how do you address the problem that we're all kind of talking around, and that is unexpected high cost of doing an engine overhaul or an annual?
Well, the big thing is here that we're trying to address is that they're not that expensive of events as long as you plan for them and you take them on an hour-by-hour basis. So our program is an hourly engine program that lets owners pay off those future liabilities or expenses as they fly. And so we've developed a set of programs which are very affordable programs that they just pay as they fly. And by doing that, it's a nice stabilized expense platform that they can rely on.
And so what things are covered underneath the programs?
So right now, our programs, we cover all the engines and engine-driven accessories. So that includes things like cylinders, valves, alternators, magnetos, and things like turbos for those larger engines.
Now, is there a program, this is based on other programs that are already out there in the industry, or was this a unique idea?
No, we're taking this idea really from the larger jet operators. I mean, all the corporate and commercial operators out there are using these programs to help stabilize their expenses and to make their balance sheets and their finances much more easier to account for. And so by just taking this and modifying a couple aspects of the program, we can make it available to just normal piston owners from a 172 up to a 210.
So how does this differ from, I'll just chalk a little money away every month and hopefully, at the rate that I fly, when I hit my TBO, I'll be ready?
Well, the big thing that this program addresses is that if you just try to save up for a reserve account on your own, a lot of the financial institutions, such as banks, don't really understand the unique needs of an aircraft owner. They don't understand the fact that it's not just socking money away and then putting it into investments that can give you a good return. You need access to that money potentially at any time because you don't know what your engine is going to do and when it's going to do it. So we develop these programs to allow aircraft owners a specialized program or access to a specialized program that allows them to access the money whenever they need it, and it's developed so that it's tailored uniquely to their individual engine needs.
Are you saying it's interest-bearing?
It is slightly interest-bearing, yep, but we do take all the money that is in there. It is very, very conservatively invested, so we like to tell people we're not going to make a whole ton of money on the interest-bearing part. The key is that the money will always be available for them.
So it's invested, it's interest-bearing, and it's liquid for the purpose for which it was invested or set aside.
That is correct, yep.
That is kind of different.
And what kind of engines do you insure?
We specialize and we only write or have programs for piston engines. We don't do jet engines. And basically, we specialize and we'll write things for all Continental and Lycoming engines that are 4 and 6 cylinders big. We do everything from the little O200s up to the TSIO 550s, and we have pricing available for all those engines.
And how long have you been doing this?
We've been doing this for a couple of years. We started working primarily with 135 or Part 135 charter operators who really appreciated the ability to stabilize their expenses. And we were also getting involved with flight schools because to them, pricing is everything. And getting new students is mostly about having the most competitive price for your aircraft rentals. And by having an hourly engine program, these flight schools and these charter operators that run on this per hour basis can provide the most competitive bidding and the most competitive prices because they know what they're actually spending. Whereas the other operators are stuck kind of just guessing at what they're going to spend and what their next annual is going to be.
So I can imagine that in a situation like this, every case is different. Every aircraft, every number of hours on the aircraft and on the engine. What are some of the other things that are inputs or factors into you figuring out how this program is going to work for a particular owner?
Yeah, so again, each program's individual to each aircraft owner and each aircraft engine individually, and we have a whole bunch of information in our own models which predict how your engine's going to perform over the lifespan of the engine. And we look at each owner and we say, all right, so here's how many hours you're going to fly each month on average, here's what engine you have, here's the number of hours you have on it, and here's the application in which you use it. And engines that are used in, let's say, adverse conditions, dusty situations, and stuff like that, where the engine's under a lot of stress. Banner towing is a good example. We take that into account with our models.
Okay. So you mentioned earlier that most of the pieces and parts that are covered are what's under the cowling. What about the propeller?
We don't include the propellers at this point. We do cover the propeller governors. Okay. The owners, the propeller is nice because that is a consistent, again, more consistent expense. The manufacturers have published TBOs for that. But right now we're focusing on what's right under the cowling.
And do you cover, you said you cover Continental and Lycoming. Any other engines that you cover, like what about Rotax?
Right now we're not covering Rotax here. We're still acquiring some data on those new engines that they have coming out that are going to be certified or NOAA certified. And we're slowly working out here to work with the new diesel engines that are coming out for new aircraft here. So hopefully this program is going to expand here in the near future to include more and more engines, especially as we make the transition from leaded avgas to a non-leaded solution. We can be part of developing that or working with that transition to get pricing for these new engines.
Talking with Dylan Grimm, who's the president, and Ken Cornell, marketing director of GEMCO Engine Protection. You also mentioned earlier that this program has been in existence for turbine engines and commercial operators for a good long while. Is that something that your company also participated in for some of the larger turbine operators, and you're just kind of moving down market now? Is that how that works?
Well, the original program actually was from a 135 operator who operated King Airs, who was kind of trying to develop his own program to save up for those overhauls. And those PT6 engines are not exactly the cheapest engine to overhaul, you know. So we were looking at solutions on ways we could start saving up for that big overhaul expense. And it turns out, you know, we were talking with a lot of banks about what kind of programs they can offer us, what kind of financing is available, and all the different possible solutions. And none of them really had a viable solution that fit into the company's needs that let us build up that equity for that overhaul, while at the same time being openly available whenever we needed it. So eventually what happened is we had to start looking into the other hourly engine programs offered for jets. And that's when we hit the realization that no one's doing this for the normal guy who wants to do it for his 172. And it's just as beneficial for the small operators as it is the large ones.
Sure.
And so let's say that I'm looking to sign up for this so I can make my costs more fixed. What are all the services that you offer for the engine? Do you have for TBO, or is it just for general maintenance?
Yeah, we actually offer two separate programs. The first program, and we like to call it our flagship, it's our most popular program, is the catastrophic program, or our unscheduled program. And what that is it's for about the cost of a gallon of avgas an hour. Prices are variable between engines, but for that low cost per operational hour, we will cover the expense of any part that needs to be replaced on that engine up to the manufacturer's TBO. And again, that includes things like cylinders and mags and any engine-driven accessories.
Oh, you said not propeller. I was thinking prop strike, but what about engine work as a result of a prop strike?
Anything that's not covered by your normal insurance, that's when we would kick in.
Got it.
So your normal aircraft insurance would come in before ours. But the biggest thing we do with that program, we see a lot of cylinders getting replaced in annuals and stuff like that. So especially for those larger Continentals, we see a lot of cylinder swaps, and we're happy to cover that for the customers. The next program we have is our overhaul savings program, and that's what allows owners the ability to save up for overhaul while building up equity in their aircraft at the same time. And that program is paid on a monthly basis, and for that monthly fee, what happens is we start putting money away into a dedicated escrow account, which is earmarked for the customer's engine, and the sole purpose of that account is to pay for the owner's overhaul. So if the owner reaches overhaul, it's all paid for, and the account pays out at the time of overhaul. If they decide, though, and say you have a Cessna 172 owner who's ready to move up to a 182 and move on to another mission, the program is transferable between both aircraft, and it's transferable between owners. So the owner of the 172 could attach this program to his Cessna and put it on the used market, and theoretically, you could sell this airplane as if it had a brand new engine on the front, because the used up portion of the engine is already paid for. And it's also transferable between engines, so if the 172 owner decides to sell the 172 without the program, he can roll over all the equity he has in this program into his Cessna 182's program, so he's never in a lurch.
Wow. There sounds like a lot of things to talk about in terms of the way this can be applied and the benefits that it can be that are provided to owners. Great ideas. We've been talking with Dylan Grimm, the president of GEMCO Engine Protection, and Ken Cornell, the marketing director. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks
great
for having
stuff.
Me. It's been a great visit. Thanks.
We're going to be back right after this break with more of Squawk 1200. You're listening to EAA Radio.